The mission is before us. Jesus has given us a great commission to go and make disciples of all nations. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21 says, "Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, 'This is the way, walk in it.'" Do you hear God's voice calling you and directing the path that you will take for your life? There's no greater time to think about that than during those moments of transition in our lives. And one of the primary times of transition is a graduation from college. Graduation from college is one of the most significant times of change in your life. Life is mostly predictable in college. You have your routines. You get up. You go to class. You have your friends that you've gotten to know. And everything is very determined, even the deadlines for your assignments. You know what's going to happen, what is expected of you. But once you leave this campus, there's a lot of things that are unpredictable. You will have to make your own decisions. Soon, you will need to be self-supporting. All of these changes create stress and pressure. The decisions that you make next will be some of the most important decisions that you make your entire life. Make those decisions carefully and in a way that honors God. College is one of those key stopping points on your journey of life. Many of you came to VNBC with high hopes and expectations. You came for many reasons. Perhaps your pastor encouraged you. Or maybe you have a parent or a brother or sister or a relative who came here and they said, "Oh, you need to go to VNBC." Maybe you're the only person in your entire family who has been able to come to college. I was like that. I was the only one in my family who graduated from college and the only one in ministry. And so I know how it is to go to a place that's strange. You don't know what it's like. Your journey is just beginning. How will you walk this path that you're on? What will guide your decisions? Psalm 18, verses 32 to 33 says, "It is God who arms me with strength and makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like the feet of deer, and He sets me on high places." The theme of this graduation, "My utmost for His highest," gives us the core motivation and the source of strength for this journey that we're on. So I want you to think with me for a few minutes about this journey. Think about, what does it take to go on a journey? Some of you will be leaving tomorrow on a journey across the districts. The graduates will be leaving this campus, and you will come back as alumni. Some of us are going back home. I will find a plane tomorrow and go back to Manila. We are on these journeys. What do you need on a journey? Well, the first thing you need to do is to plan your trip. You need to know where you will go. What are you going to do? These are very scary questions for college graduates. I urge you to take the road that is less traveled. The one that Jesus talked about in Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. Jesus said, "Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction, and those who enter it are many. For the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few." Few people take the road of "my utmost for His highest." Many people settle for something less. They give God only a little bit of their life, only the leftovers, only what is convenient, only what feels good. They don't give their utmost for His highest. As long as it is convenient and we get something back perhaps, they will follow God. But when the going gets difficult and the temptations grow, they begin to compromise, and soon God is only getting the leftovers, the scraps, no longer the utmost, but the outermost, the least. We must decide and confirm in our hearts, not my will, but His will be done. God's highest plan and purpose for us is to experience new life in Jesus Christ. Everything else in this life must be seen through that filter. We must look back and look to the cross and look forward to the cross and to keep our focus on it. This is the great paradox of the Christian faith. This is not what the world tells us. The world tells us to take the easy way, to take the way the crowds are taking. The way the majority of people take is all about human power, human ability, human intellect and desires. In fact, many graduation messages that you will hear, graduation messages, what are they about? Most of them are like, follow your dreams. Be true to yourself. You are your own hero. Don't give up. Well, those are all humanistic. That's not what the gospel talks about. The gospel's not about that. They're all great humanistic ideas, but we must think carefully about what Jesus said in Matthew 4:19. He said, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men and women and children and every age and type of person. And later he said, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. The way of the cross is the way of submission, of humility, of the cross. On this journey of life, we must be prepared then to take the essentials. We know the direction we must go, that's towards the cross, but what will we take on this journey? The paradox, however, is not what we take, but it's what we give up. God wants us to give Him everything. Our whole being, our utmost. We talked about that word earlier today. Our utmost, everything, as far as we can reach. We think that we need to take 2 loaded suitcases, right? That's what the airlines give you sometimes. 2 loaded suitcases, or maybe one, 32 kilos or 20 kilos, whatever it is. We may think that's what we need. But Jesus says to leave that all behind and to trust Him. He told His disciples in Luke chapter 9, verse 3, He said, take nothing for your journey, no staff, no bag, no bread, nor money, and do not have 2 tunics or graduation robes. This journey will require faith and spiritual preparation. At the core of giving God our all is saying yes to Him. I often preach, when I preach on holiness, I say it's very simple. The life of following Jesus is very simple. It's one word, yes. We will find our strength in surrender. We must change our teachers' and our parents' faith into our own faith. The tragedy of education is when you have not learned to fly with your own wings. A.W. Tozer wrote this, it is not intellectual knowledge about God that quenches man's ancient heart thirst, but the very person and presence of God Himself. These come to us through Christian doctrine, but they are more than doctrine. Christian truth is designed to lead us to God, not to serve as a substitute for God. The things that you learned in college are very important, but they are not God. They are designed to lead you to God. Preparation for the mission is not the same as engaging in the mission. And so you can know where you want to go, you can have the things or what you give behind, but then you have to actually go out and do something. You have to be engaged in it. Eventually, we must take the steps of obedience. The old hymn goes like this, where He leads me, I will follow. You will need to make an important decision in the near future. And perhaps you've already made that decision. Some decisions will matter more than others. Often our decisions will come at a cost. Think carefully what price you are willing to pay for your choice and what the dividends will be based on the choice you make. Keep your focus on the goal and do not let your eyes, the window of your life, wander away from God's highest for you. Don't let the bumps or the holes in the road stop you. If you're going on a journey and you hit one of those big bumps in the road, you don't stay down in the bottom of the bump, do you? You get out of that hole and you keep going on your journey. Learn to praise God even in the storms of life. Hardship will produce a stronger character in you. Remember that people are what matter most. Develop and nurture relationships with people. Remember that God has already gone there before you ever do. If your heart is full of love, you will be able to see God at work where you are. Take your time on your journey and follow God's time. Let God open the doors and lead you. Sometimes God's timing will test us, but it is always best because we will grow stronger through it. Many people struggle to make progress. Their fundamental failure is that they have not died to themselves and have put themselves into the hands of God. Our passion for mission must be the same as the great reconciler, Jesus Christ, through whom God is reconciling to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. God intervenes into the brokenness and the decay of the world, creating something new. Becoming reconcilers requires seeing people the way that Jesus sees them. It requires trusting fully in our Heavenly Father. We must remember that we are ambassadors for Christ. God is making his appeal through us. What will matter most in your future is who you are, your character. Many times we say, oh, you got to learn all these things. You've got to learn all this theology. You've got to study Greek and Hebrew and all these ministry things. But you know what? When you go out into ministry in the real world, you'll forget most of what your professors taught you. But you know what it is that will keep you in the ministry? It's who you are and your relationship with God. That is what matters most. I've been reading lately a lot of A.W. Tozer. I love his writing. He wrote this. A young man was hungry within himself for the knowledge of God and perhaps for the service of God. He goes to see a teacher who says, let's think about this thing through. Let's think this through. So the young man goes away saying, thank you, doctor. He thinks he's all fixed up. But in reality, he hasn't received a thing. He's been taught in his head, but his heart has not been satisfied. And he goes away hungry. I sure hope that none of you are going away from VNBC hungry. I hope that your spiritual life has been satisfied and found in the Lord Jesus Christ. Education of the heart is more important than education of the head. Now, the head is important. Don't get me wrong. You need everything you've learned. But that serves to make who you are that much more significant. Upon what will you build your life, your ministry, your careers, your families? Too many people are satisfied with the second best. They live off of a poor diet of junk food. They are blinded by the fast food of the world. There must be a difference between the way you live, think, and act than the people around you. You must have a different perspective. Why? Because God is in you and directing your life. I'd like to challenge you today to follow after the crucified one who gave himself for us that we might have eternal life. As Paul the Apostle wrote in Galatians 2:20, I gave you my life phrase this morning. Remember that? Now I'm giving you my life verse. Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. And the life I live now, I live in the flesh by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. The hymn writer put it this way, I have one supreme desire, that I may be like Jesus. You must shift from having God as a subject of study to having God as the reality of your soul. God must be more than an idea or another name for goodness or truth in the world. Our greatest goal in life is to pursue God. We will become like the one or whatever it is in this world that we follow. If we follow after something in the world, we will become like that. But if we follow after God, we will be remade into his likeness and image. A.W. Tozer asked this, is your heart full of God or full of ideas? Have you given God a place in your life, but it is not first place? Will you keep God a handy second or third place and call on God when you need him to rescue you? The theme, my utmost for his highest. So I went back and looked at Oswald Chambers' reading for today. He has a reading every day. So I looked up the reading for today's date, May 10th. And this is what he wrote. Beware of the tendency to ask the way when you know it perfectly well. Take the initiative and stop hesitating. Take the first step. Be determined to act immediately in faith on what God says to you when he speaks. And never consider a change, to reconsider or to change your initial decision. If you hesitate when God tells you to do something, you are being careless and spurning the grace in which you stand. Take the initiative yourself and make a decision of your will right now and make it impossible to go back. That's my challenge for you. Make the decision. When you leave this building today, when you leave this campus as alumni, and you are filled up with all that VNBC has invested in you, remember that the most important decision is who you are in Christ. And let that determine every direction of your life. And God will bless you and use you and fill you. And you will make a tremendous difference in the lives of the people around you. May God bless you in all that you do. Thank you.